Good morning. Good morning. It is Saturday, June the 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. And you know what Saturday means. It means we've got a Holy Spirit story ready to roll. Today's entry is entitled Hidden, with Shelley Johnson. Our text, as always on Saturday, is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. The great combustion. Hear now the word of the Lord. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Today's Holy Spirit story comes from another longtime friend, Shelley Johnson. She is many things, and much could be said of the way Jesus witnesses in and through her life. The word that comes to mind is faithful. She has served up front and behind the scenes and everywhere in between. She hosts something of a tea party on her Instagram channel at Shelley Lynn Johnson, if you want to look her up there. Her story today is captured with the word hidden. I love how the story unfolded at last year's New Room conference. Below is the story in Shelley's own words, and as you are listening, you'll hear it in her own voice.
I'm what's known as a helper. I love to be useful and to make a difference, but a battle rages in me. Part of me likes working behind the scenes, doing the tasks that are necessary but unnoticed, while the other part of me is drawn into leadership and the limelight. In the years I served on staff at my local church, I especially felt pride's pull, probably because I had more opportunities to be in the spotlight. As a result, I actively sought out rhythms of accountability and humility, all with the desire to serve wholeheartedly for the Lord and not for my own selfish ambition. My story took a sharp turn south when my husband and I moved for his job. Nearly overnight, life changed. No more ministry responsibilities, no more coffee urns to rent out or team meetings to lead, no more guests to greet or Sunday sermons to preach. Day after day, my role shifted into the singular, sitting by myself, reading the Word, learning how to write. In my new solitary state, those deeply rooted, restless desires to be useful screamed at me. I saw no fruit, I had no feedback, and I started dreaming of what it would look like for my writing to gain attention, to my shame. My confidence tanked because life didn't look the way I expected it to. And all the time I spent working on me started feeling a bit too self-focused. That is, until the day I opened a study on Elijah. As if reading with new eyes, I saw Elijah's story contained solitary bookends. The ending, where Elijah fled and hid from the mad Queen Jezebel, was familiar to me, but it was the way his story began that really grabbed me. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Leave here, turn eastward, and hide in the Kerith Ravine east of the Jordan. You will drink from the brook, and I have directed the ravens to supply you with food there." 1 Kings 17:2-4. Elijah was in no imminent danger, yet God called him to hide, physically, yes, but also mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. Because God had plans and purposes for Elijah, he pulled him away to be alone. For a season of preparation, God hid him. Elijah's story gripped my soul with such power that I sobbed. I'd been given perspective. About a year later, I made my annual trek to the New Room conference, more excited, more expectant than ever before. I held an anticipation of the Holy Spirit doing something big. I walked into the Thursday night session with a giddiness that flowed as though I knew a secret, and it was a great experience, just not the big I'd hoped for. Working hard not to be distracted by the threat of disappointment, I focused more and prayed a lot. Then it came, a whisper so soft I wondered if I'd really heard it. hidden. That was it. No lightning bolts, no hallelujah chorus, just a simple word at that time that didn't ignite much within me. Except surprise and confusion, but I received it. I entered the same sanctuary the next morning a little more subdued as I continued to ponder what I'd heard. Hidden. We didn't get very far into the first session when the Spirit whipped up a big. Oh my goodness, there are no adequate words to describe the beautiful, chaotic, powerful transformation that took place in that room. In the middle of the speaker's talk, hundreds of people spontaneously started flooding to the front altar for prayer. Instead of marching onward with her talk, the speaker began laying hands on those who knelt and cried out. My heart pounded. This was it. This is what my heart had been hoping for. As I was taking in the wonder of it all, I almost missed it. A voice from the stage called out, "Maybe you need to be hidden so that God can be seen." Full stop. Only I didn't stop. I didn't hesitate. Everything in me knew this was the Lord, and I fled to the altar, crashing to my knees where I wept and worshiped, received and released for a long time. I relished the power and peace of the holy presence of the Lord. Since that moment of explosive entangling of His Spirit and mine, God has continued working. He's been showing me what it looks like to be fruitful in this set-apart season. And I've been learning the ways of the Holy Spirit as I lean into this hidden life, becoming more and more receptive to the Spirit as my helper.
The prayer. Father, thank you for this powerful story of how the Holy Spirit calls us to hiddenness in you, and then reveals Jesus in and through us to others. Thank you for Shelley and the way you've spoken to her and now through her. And thank you for the New Room Conference, which has become a powerful meeting with you, Lord. Lead us, lead me to the altar of hiddenness and all the glory you want to reveal there. Praying in Jesus' name. Amen. The journal prompt. What do you make of this idea, this notion, this biblical calling to hiddenness? I wonder, do you find it challenging? Does it seem counterintuitive? How are you relating to today's entry? And for our hymn today, it's actually, you know, I talked about psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. I think I would call Sanctuary a spiritual song. We're going to sing it twice through as we do every Saturday. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. And Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Amen. Well, gang, it's Saturday. Different to-do list today. Different people we'll come across. Hopefully, we'll get to spend some time with family. I want you to be conscious of the presence of Jesus Christ in you by the Holy Spirit. Let Him come to the fore. You know, He comes into us, and then He leads us from the inside. Ask Him to give you His eyes, His ears, his mentality, his mind, and just playfully, trustfully listen today and trust what comes, and then make a step of obedience, take a risk. That's what Saturdays are for. And that's where Holy Spirit stories come from, when we do just that. Listen, I've got a PS here for you. I want you to come to New Room this year. New Room Conference. It's September 18th through the 20th. It's in the Woodlands, Texas, which is North Houston. If you live far away, you can catch a flight, fly into Bush Intercontinental Airport. It's about 25 minutes to the church. Plenty of very affordable hotels in the area. It's going to be a little bit of an investment. I'm not going to lie to you. But look what you're investing in. You're investing in Great Awakening. You're investing in your own soul, in your local church, in your family, your heart, your home, your church, and your city. That's what you're investing in. So pray about it, okay? Just pray about it. If the Lord leads, then come on, Deo Valente, right? You can see the link in today's email and sign up. Guys, this is a simple meeting. It's a meeting with God. We're not trying to impress with fancy, you know, famous people. We don't know any. We're simply trying to, it's not even like a stage conference. It's not really about what's happening on the stage. It's what the Lord is doing in the room. And it's always, it's very, very profound what happens. One more piece. This story from Shelley today, it reminded me of a song that I wrote more than 20 years ago, along with a friend named Tim Putnam. I wrote the lyrics. Tim largely wrote the melody, but the song is called Hidden, H-I-D-D-E-N. And ironically, that's where the song has been for all these years. It's been hidden. Until last year, my friend Mark Swayze surprised me in Bristol House, who I told you about yesterday, enhanced and recorded the song on their last record. I got to be there for the live recording. I think you'll like it. I've linked it in today's email. You can see the lyric video on YouTube, or there's a link also to Spotify. And if you just want to Google it from hearing the recording, just put Hidden Bristol House YouTube or Spotify, and it'll pull up the link for you. Love to know what you think about it. It's a simple song. It's a spiritual song. It's another one of those spiritual songs, you know, psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. Well, tomorrow we're bringing a psalm on Sunday. That was the consensus. People said, you know, we'd love to hear you, JD, give us a Sunday morning pregame worship warm-up. That was choice number one. So thanks for that. But a close second was, bring us a psalm from Tim and Julie Tennant. And so I thought, well, let's just kill two birds with one stone, as the saying goes. And so I've decided I'm going to start narrating the Sunday entry with a podcast, with this recording that we do every day. I call it a podcast. I mean, that's confused some people. I'm sorry, but it's just the basic recording. And so I'll get to bring in some of the Sunday morning pregame warm-up workout worship while featuring the psalm meditation from Tim Tennant. Who knows? We might even start singing the psalm. That's Julie Tennant's and Tim have put together a metrical psalter, and I'll say more about that later, but I'm going to maybe start trying to sing a little bit of the psalm on Sunday. That's all we got this morning, but that was enough, I think. We're going to hand it over to you and bless you as you go out into this Saturday, sowing seeds of love for a great awakening. I'll see you on the field.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.